What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And apparently over at Charter Spectrum, this huge, gigantic cable company that, at least where we live, does not actually deliver the bandwidth that they advertise. You'll remember that last year, the cable and broadband industry lobbied the government to kill off broadband privacy rules at the FCC. Now, the rules were fairly basic, requiring that ISPs and cable operators clearly disclose what data is being collected and sold, but also provide working opt-out tools for users who don't want to participate. Now, the rules also contain restrictions requiring that consumers opt into more sensitive data collection, as well as some requirements that ISPs and cable ops adhere to standard security procedures, which you think would make sense. However, BuzzFeed has now found a vulnerability on the Charter Communications Spectrum website and makes it possible for just about anyone to take over your account without a password. And according to the report, this flaw was discovered and involved tricking a Spectrum website that lets subscribers create a Time Warner Cable ID, which is the company Charter just acquired, which you can do without a password. And it's a tangled, if a targeted customer hadn't yet registered for such an ID, a website flaw let a hacker trick the website into creating one by replacing their own IP address with the customer's using the X forwarded for technique, which is a relatively trivial affair. So, they're being very reckless about this. There was a story on Fox News just a little while ago where apparently now there's a big stink that colleges and universities are selling the data on students from their exams and their homework and their term papers. All right, let's take a phone call. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? Mike, let me just make this lower.
Website.
Anyway, I just want to call and say what you said about Soros, that this is an example of maybe why we might need socialism, not only Soros, a bunch of these billionaires. I agree. Yeah. I've been telling other people, yeah, I think we need to raise our taxes on the rich multiple times. I'd like to see a 90% income tax on anybody making over $1 billion. I mean, over $1 million. I'd like to see their tax wealth, their wealth taxed on top of it. These people don't need this much money. What it is doing is it's giving them too much power, too much influence, and they're influencing even war policies. And that reminds me about what you were saying about Syria. What is it? You said they're getting ready to another false flag, right? Another chemical false flag. And
that's what the Russians are saying. That's what Fars News is saying. And we've seen so many of these things over and over again. But, you know, if they're for the U.S. government to sell a renewed war in Syria to the American people, they're going to have to do something that's really horrible and bloody. And I'm very concerned that these 40 children that Fars News says have been abducted for this false flag, they will not survive the incident.
Where were these false flags? I didn't even hear about the 40 children. Were they kidnapped by the terrorists?
Yeah. In northwestern Syria, and it's presumed that they're going to be the little tiny bodies that will be splashed all over TV to get you to want to fling your children onto Bashar al-Assad's corpse or something like that.
I just want to warn Donald Trump, and I don't really think I'm speaking for myself. You want our support, Mr. Trump. You better not get us into another war. You better not, because I'll tell you the truth. I won't even care whether you get impeached if you do, all right? Because you would deserve to be impeached if you let it get it. You better get control of bums like Bolton, Pompeo, and others, and you should fire them. But if you can't, at least, if you don't want to fire them, at least get control of them. Get them under your control.
Yes.
And if you don't, you're going to lose. And I also want to make, you know, I've told you before that I'm of Jewish ancestry, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to say this to other Jews. I'm very concerned that if the Zionists and the Sheldon Adelson type, who's of course is a Zionist, if they get a, this vile creature there of a billionaire, you talk about Soros, he's another one, is Adelson.
Yeah.
If this vile creature gets us into, help push us into war, and the Zionists are behind it, you're going to cause anti-Semitism. And I have concerns, because I love the United States of America. I don't have dual loyalty. My only loyalty is the United States. If I had to pick a second favorite country, it would be Russia. But still, the U.S. is still number one to me, and will always be number one, right? I don't want to have I don't want to have myself threatened and hated and whatever else, because you Zionist bums want to get us into more and more wars and do the bidding of Israel. I don't care about Israel. When Israel does something right, fine, just like any other country, great. When you do something, when they do something wrong, hey, I got no use for you. When you kill innocent people, when you start wars with your neighbors, when you refuse to give back land that you stole, like to the Syrians, like the Golden Heights, I got no use for you. You're just another country to me, and not a good country either. Okay? I think Netanyahu is very similar to the guy in Erdogan in Turkey, even worse. He's a troublemaker, and if the U.S. and Russia cooperated together, they would control clowns like this. If we have got to be over there in the first place, I don't think we should even be over there. Personally, it's up to me. All our troops would be withdrawn from every place, from the corners of the world, and brought home. Many of them put on the borders to protect this country. That's the
rebuilding our infrastructure. I mean, the Army Corps of Engineers is known for some excellent engineering works.
Yeah, they sure do. They sure are. Okay, this is ridiculous. Russia spent $61 billion. On their defense. That's because they're interested in defending Russia. They're not interested in projecting power around the world like the United States is overextending. They learned their lesson from the Soviet Union. They understand. They're interested in Russia. You could go to, if you got to go to the doctor or something like that, you get everything is free except maybe for a couple of dollars. A couple of dollars you might have to spend. They have other things. They have free, I believe they have free education, free college, and all that. They take care of their people now. They're without being a communist, tyrannical nation. We don't. Okay? We're stuck in this war module. We're in this war-mongering garbage. McCain was an example of a warmonger. I don't want to say anything too bad about the guy. He's dead now, all right? He's in God's hand. Let the God decide, judge him now, okay? But let's be honest about it. On Earth, he did some horrible things, really horrible things. And I'm also very concerned about Trump starting to fall in with Lindsey Graham. I see Graham is now saying a session should be fired. But Graham is just playing up to Trump to get him to do his warmongering neocon business. So that's all Graham is doing. Trump is surrounding himself with the wrong people. He's been doing this since he came in. And now he's surprised. How they're turning on him. You don't get your enemies, you don't bring your enemies in and think they're going to be your friends. Not in government. That might work building a condominium or resort hotel or whatever else you used to build. Okay? It's not going to help running the U.S. government because you've got some really vicious, limey, I don't even like to say swamp, I say sewer creatures running around who mean this country no good. And not only in government, but like I said, these billionaires who have way too much power and influence on our government, whether it's Soros, Adelson, Koch brothers, and others.
Gates.
That's the problem. Who? Who else?
Bill Gates.
Oh, Gates, absolutely. Bill Gates, Zuckerberg, another one, with these tech companies. Another thing. He's got to do. Get your butt together and bring antitrust action against these tech companies. Break them up. They're too big, too powerful, too much influence. It was never meant, the Founding Fathers never meant for anything like this. The Founding Fathers were never in love with capitalism. There was no, I don't even think they ever mentioned capitalism in the Constitution. And as far as I know, there was no communism or socialism at the time. You know, there's no guarantee, you don't have a right necessarily to become a billionaire under the Constitution. You have a right to free speech. You have a right to the Second Amendment to defend yourself. You have a right to not be snooped on by government. You have a right to be justly, if you're going to be accused of anything. You have a right to justice. You're right to a lot of things, but you don't have a right necessarily to be a billionaire. And this nonsense that a corporation is a person. Corporation is not a person. Corporation should have the right to the person, and they shouldn't have a right to give money to these politicians, because that's all that is a bribe. That's all it is.
Yep.
That's not all I want to say, man. I hope, you know, but I hope people get, you know, I don't know how many people hear me say what I'm saying. I try to say the same thing on Facebook. But, you know, as long as they'll keep me on Facebook, I only use it as an agent. That's all I'm using it. I'm using it against themselves, because I know they don't want stuff. I try to share everything I can. I share your stuff. I share Alex Jones' stuff. I share everybody, John B. Wells, you name it. I share everything I possibly can on Facebook and Twitter. I know they don't like it, but so far they haven't kicked me off. I've been censored a couple of times, but that's it. So that's about it, Mike. I hope we get our stuff together. I really do.
I sure do, too. I mean, we just seem to be on this headlong rush into war, and it's a case of, you know, when's the starting time is the only open question.
Mike, one other thing. I just want to let my Jewish friends know. I don't know if there's any other Jews who even listen to you, okay? But I just want them to know, if there are, to look at some of the comment sections. And look at what's beneath the surface. Look at the real anti-Semitism. I'm not just talking about anti-Zionism. Anti-Jew type of stuff that you'll find on the comment section. And understand, and it's all because of this warlike garbage and the neocons putting, not only neocons, the Zionists putting Israel ahead of the United States and getting us into war. That's why. Not because Jews killed Christ or any other reason like that, you know? It's because of stuff like that. And I just want people to know. I hope people understand. Okay, because I'm concerned. I'm very worried about it. Because I love this country. And that's about it, Mike. Okay?
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. And again, as I mentioned earlier in the program, even Haaretz is saying the optics don't look good, that everybody is watching what is being done, and it's reinforcing some stereotypes, especially those involving, you know, controlling the government, controlling other people. All right. So, Mark, we're going to let you go. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates just rejoining the network. And by golly, I hate it when I'm right all the time. It is now being reported on Fox News that David Katz of Baltimore, the man who basically shot up this video game get-together in Florida, had a history of mental illness. He was hospitalized twice in psychiatric facilities and was prescribed antipsychotic and antidepressant medications. So there it is. There it is. Okay, we're going to go back to the phones now. John in Phoenix, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, nothing much. I'm being forced to take antipsychotics, by the way, and they make me a little crazy. I'm not out to shoot anybody or anything, but sometimes they make me a little bit wacky. But anyway, I was just going to the point. John McCain's been my senator for, you know, since 5 years before I was old enough to vote. And I've been doing a lot of reflecting, and one thing I'm a little saddened by is that Henry Kissinger didn't go first, because after all, he gave John McCain the orders to carry out those bombings, and I'm not in the military, ever been in the military, so I don't know what it's like to have to take orders like that. So I hope you and Claire are holding up well, though.
We're doing fine here. You know, this morning I cleaned up the last of the debris and, you know, put all the emergency equipment back where it's stored. And so now we're just working on cleaning up the place. But thank you for your concern.
All right. Take care, bud.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. The phone lines are now clear. 800-313-9443. So getting on back to this computer stuff here, There has been a bit of a debate breaking out between Google and this hit game called Fortnite. And apparently, Friday, Google made public that hackers could hijack the game's installation software to load malware. Now, the installer is needed because Epic Games has bypassed Google's App Store to avoid giving it a cut of sales. Little too much greed there. And now the head of the company, Epic Games, is very unhappy that Google has made this public because people are starting to avoid the app now. Well, they should. We have an epidemic problem with malware. Oh, by the way, Amazon apparently has hired an army of people to say nice things about Amazon on Twitter. And it's a dead giveaway on just how big its reputation problem has become. We might be seeing the collapse of American confidence in our entire society. You know, Facebook's in trouble. People don't trust it anymore. People aren't trusting the food companies. People aren't trusting anything. This is a big collapse in credibility and confidence. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Frank in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I think I heard just yesterday somewhere, or yeah, the statistic, or someone that worked in the school system here said to watch your children because the leading cause of death 10 and over in our schools of our students is suicide. So I think that tells you a little bit of outlook on people's view of our society, whether they know it or not. Happy John McCain is dead week. And I really agree with the people that say that we should build some type of tribute or memorial to the tumor that killed John McCain. I would donate some money to that. I don't have any freaking tolerance for disgusting people like he is. Total criminal. They're lionizing the guy. It's like, that's one thing everybody can agree on. When there's a criminal that dies, all of our people, all of our politicians can come together and talk about what a great guy he was. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
I had this Florida shooter, I understand that he was a big Hillary Clinton supporter and a big hardcore leftist anti-Trumper. You see that?
I didn't hear that. I haven't seen that yet. All I've gotten so far is a confirmation that he was, in fact, taking antidepressants.
Okay, well, that's always my first question. Were they on antidepressants? The third thing, are you familiar at all with this publication? I'm not. I've heard it. I think it's called True Pundit or something like that.
Yeah. We've sort of waved at each other as we cross in cyberspace.
Okay, well, I just came across this earlier on another radio show, and I wanted to get it out. They're saying that some investigative inquiry turned up some credit application or something of Stephen Paddock's girlfriend, and that
yes.
She was once on the payroll of the FBI. Have you heard that?
Yeah, we were going to report on it a little bit later in the show.
Great.
And apparently, also, the FBI is not actually denying it. They're obviously in a bit of a scramble.
Yeah, it's like the dark FBI, the lower level FBI guys are like, what? We don't understand that. We can't find this, but they're not denying it. Also, I recently spoke with someone who was in the crowd in the Las Vegas shooting, and I'm just going to go ahead and get it out there. I don't know if this person's lying to me or not. Maybe they're part of it. He and his wife were there in the crowd with the shots ringing everywhere. He claims that people were dying. He said people were falling dead and shot and blood everywhere all over the place, that he was actually trying to help some people. He said, though, veering away from the official narrative, he said the shooters were actually amongst them. He said there were shooters all around them. It wasn't up to the hotel.
I've heard that. I've heard that from other people as well. Anyway, listen, Frank, got to let you go. Got to do a break for commercials. Got a bunch of people waiting on the phone line, and we will be right back.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendolite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendolite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And once again, we're standing here with our hands outstretched. We need your help to stay on the air. We need your help to keep the equipment running. And if you can help, every little tiny bit is appreciated. The postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And the phone number to call in with a credit or debit card donation or to pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719. Extension 1. Okay, let's go back to our phones, and we're going to start with Peter in Dallas. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Yeah, I think you're great, and I usually only call up when I have a problem with something you said, and I kind of add them up over time. But a few things I just want to mention. I think you can do better. I think when we talk about capitalism, we have to be more specific. There's a big difference between capitalism in an honest money system and capitalism in a fiat money system. And I think sometimes we talk about capitalism, and I think we need to be more specific. Next thing is, the previous caller said he had problems with people being billionaires. And again, there's a distinction between a billionaire who's created a tremendous amount of wealth for the community, and a billionaire who's gotten all this money but hasn't created any wealth to share with the community. And the last thing is, a lot of times you and other people say things like that the Fed creates money out of thin air. That is true, but I think a better statement would be that the Fed creates loans out of thin air. They have to pay those loans back, but it's not like they can.
No, we have to pay them back. The Fed doesn't pay them back. We pay them back. There's kind of a double shuffle going on here where the U.S. Treasury will issue a Treasury bond, send it over to the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve will create the equivalent volume of currency to match that Treasury bond and then loan it into circulation or wherever else it's going to go. The problem is that Treasury bond represents a promise by the government to tax the American people, to take away their money without giving them anything back for it in order to make good on the Treasury bond. And it is a scam. And many people throughout history have said this is such a scam for the bankers, because if the U.S. government can print a Treasury bond, then they can print a dollar bill. And the difference is that one benefits the country and the other one benefits the big banks.
Well, let me correct myself then. Let me just say, at the local level, if a bank creates a loan for $500,000 to lend it to someone, they create that money out of thin air, but they lend it to someone, and the money supply expands by $500 million or $500,000, whatever what it was. But when that person pays back that loan to the bank gets to keep the interest, but they have to close out that loan. They don't get to keep the $500,000. The bank, the local bank, they just get to keep the interest on that. Now, I'm not saying that's a good system, but it's not quite the same as saying they just created out of thin air. They created a loan out of thin air, and they have to close that loan out. But the Fed thing is, I'm not there with you. You're much more control of that than I am.
Okay.
But thank you very much. But thanks a lot for listening to me.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the call and the ideas. I'm going to switch over to Jesse in Houston. Aloha, Jesse. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I've been calling for, past a little bit. I think this is my third time calling. I was going to talk about immigration, but I'm actually in the hospital. I had a colostomy. Yeah.
Ouch.
I had diverticulitis, which wouldn't go away, which caused, 6 to 7 inches of my intestine to basically just die. And I was rushed into the hospital, and they cut a big old piece of it off, and they put me a bag. So I was listening to your radio show, and I thought I'd call.
Well, what is it that you wanted to talk about today?
I was watching the news, and I was hearing y'all talk about the McCain thing. How he died, and all of a sudden he's this angel, and it was CNN. They have two specials that came out yesterday, just glorifying the guy like if he had never did anything bad in his life. And
yep.
they had a guy sitting next to him, saying about how they were best friends. And then McCain started crying and stuff. I'm like, wow, this is just ridiculous. I mean, it's almost like, in Venezuela where the guy, they say once your politicians go up on stage and start singing and, basically talking good about themselves, that you're in trouble. I just wanted to know what you thought about that.
Well, yeah, this is expected behavior from the corporate media and a government that is obsessed with their image. And they want everybody to look good, no matter how ridiculous that may be. Like when Maxine Waters gets out and says violence against conservatives is okay. But again, those of us who know McCain's real history understand what a crock the corporate media coverage has been. Anyway, listen, Jesse, going to let you go. Back with another caller after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we're going to take a phone call from Steve Elkins. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, goons and trolls, Michael. I just want to, normally I would address this with you just personally, but since we have some goons and trolls out there, I think I'd like to set the record straight on a little email you sent over to me. And that's exactly what you've got here, a troll or a goon. By the name of Heather Oxtot, which I think that's a phony name. I'm sure it is. But yeah. I just want to be I'm a stand-up guy, and I think you know I am. We've had a lot of talks, conversations through email, and I respect 100% what you bring to the table to this network. This network is around because of you. I acknowledge that. If we have differences of opinion, it's because we have differences in experiences, and that is very much welcome. I have no problem. That's what's great about RBN. We have different experiences, which lead us to different opinions. And I just want to set the record straight that I think this is nothing more than a ploy to cause some disruption in the network. Somebody who appears to be a loyalist to you coming in and trying to make trouble between you and other hosts.
That was my first assumption, and that's why I sent you the email the way I did, because this is not the first time we've seen this happen, where somebody will come on in and say, oh, over on Joe Schmo's radio show, they were saying terrible things about you. And again, it's just a way of trying to stir up trouble. So yep. It was my first assumption that this email was sent to try and cause a disruption, which is why I didn't erupt or get upset. I just forwarded it to you, and I said, I think, you know, this is what's going on here.
That's exactly what's going on here. And it's funny that I'm reading it now, and one of the callers used the N-word, and I evidently I should have barked and screamed really loud at him, but I spoke to him as like I would a kindergarten child to say that is not a term we use here in respect here. So, you know, this is definitely troll work, trying to cause some trouble between hosts and the network. And I just want to let you know, heads up, you know where I am. I've talked to you a lot on email, and I respect what you bring to this table. I really do. And we may disagree on some things. Like I said, we have different experiences, which lead us to different opinions, and that is respected on this network as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's not just trying to cause friction between the different hosts and everything. We're starting to see more and more phone calls that are intending to basically just shake the show up and cause disruption. We just have to be very careful about that, that we stay in control of our program and not let the troublemakers come on in and do things that would offend our audience.
I totally agree. Totally agree. Stay on point, and that's what I've been doing when I talk about issues. This person definitely has an agenda. I can read through it. It's an agenda.
Yep.
That's it. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Great show.
All right. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call, and we're going to switch over to Jim in Chicago. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. One question. With the situation that's about to happen in Syria, primarily Damascus, do you think this could be Wag the Dog?
I don't know what they would be wagging the dog away from. I mean, it's no secret that the U.S. government's been trying to get Assad out of there for like 7 years. Mm-hmm. And if you want to talk about Wag the Dog, it's all this media obsession with John McCain. They're not reporting on any of this other stuff.
Right. Well, the reason I mentioned that, considering last week, you know, Donald Trump was almost cornered due to his friends ratting on him and running to the feds. This is what I mean by wagging a dog.
Well, you mean is Trump going to use the military action to distract the media from his legal troubles?
Just like Bill Clinton.
It might be the smartest thing to do now that Cohen's lawyer has had to backpedal and say that no, he doesn't actually know for a fact that Trump knew about the Russian hacking. That was just his instinct. Well, that's as good as saying I lied, and Trump needs to get that stuff out there.
Right. Okay, well, I was just curious, and also the fact that you do have John Bolton over there. You know, God only knows what he's doing.
Yes.
So, okay, Michael, thank you very much.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go, and the phone lines are now open again. So let's they're now talking about Jacksonville. All right, so that caller we had like three callers ago is talking about how Marilou Danley, who is Stephen Paddock's girlfriend, or was, basically on a credit card application listed the FBI as her employer. Now, this is the same Marilou Danley whose fingerprints were found on the ammunition used to murder 58 people on the 1st of October. Just about a year ago, the same Marilou Danley who admitted to law enforcement that she helped Paddock load the magazines that he would use that night. Or at least that was what her story was. Now, this is the same Marilou Danley who was reportedly visiting family in the Philippines at the time. So more and more, it's looking like the entire story is suspect. And it's another FBI operation. Okay, did Dave in Missouri call on back? Let's put him on the air. Dave, are you there?
Hey, yes, sir. Howdy, Mike. How you doing today, brother?
I'm doing fine. And what's on your mind today?
Well, you know, I have to agree with everybody that I've heard so far. It's going to be hard to sift through your audience and find many John McCain fans. And, you know, it kind of blows my mind. My mother actually passed away from brain cancer. And in hindsight, and she was undiagnosed. I mean, we had to make the decision on the table. She just fell over, weirdly enough, in the hospital, having breakfast with her sister. And they flew her to where I was in Springfield and showed us a scan of her brain and just big black blotches everywhere. And when you look back at it, even though, you know, we didn't diagnose it, she just wouldn't go to the doctor. We thought she had lung trouble. But as you look back on it, you know, she would get lost in conversations. She would glass over. And this was not my mother. I mean, my mother was always very attentive. And looking back, you can see the effect that it had on her brain. So how you, Senator, dying in office with brain cancer, casting votes like McCain was to completely upset the party and slap Trump in the face, plus a lot of us who really thought, who really want these reforms to continue while we voted for this man. And so, but here he is, a U.S. senator, gets to die in office with brain cancer, obviously a debilitating disease, obviously going to affect his thinking. It just, it kind of boggles the mind how that can happen, how there's no check and balance for the insane people who just will never leave, which, you know, I mean, you've got to put back some waters. And, I mean, I worry about a lot of these people's mental health. But, you know, I don't think you're going to find many fans, many McCain fans in your audience, and that's because everybody's informed. I do want to kind of bring up something that I can't track down, but I heard this reported that Trump is actually considering declassifying Hillary's emails. Now, have you heard anything about that? I can't nail that down.
No, I haven't. But all of Hillary's emails that do not contain classified information should already be declassified. The problem is prying them out of the FBI and the Department of Justice.
And, you know, what made me think about that is you brought up Wiener's laptop. Don't you wish to get access to that? How does he have State Department's emails and secrets? Well, that's pretty simple, you know.
Well, because he shared that laptop with his wife, Huma Abedin.
Sure, sure. And then it makes you think the kid got killed. His name just slipped me. His laptop, you know, that has the WikiLeaks traces on it. You know who I'm talking about.
Seth Rich.
That's it. His name just escaped me. And so much of this evidence is hidden from the people who need to make informed decisions by the so-called authorities who, you have to question their loyalty or at least... come on now, what's your end game here? And I did want to throw a shout out to Steve Elkins. What a fabulous guy. I mean, he just comes across like a great guy. Shout out to Jesse in the hospital, brother. I hope you get feeling better. And I want to say a quick word to Francis, who responded to one of my phone calls earlier in the week, or last week, when I called Hillary a demon witch. And she said, well, witches wouldn't claim her. I get that. My wife is an earth witch. She considers herself Wiccan, but not in any evil way. So I do recognize there are both good and bad. But Francis kind of wanted to act like there was no such thing as a bad witch, an evil witch. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. That's not the case. And Hillary does serve a dark power and has a very dark force within her, which is the only term that comes to mind when you're trying to describe it. So, maybe I didn't use proper... maybe it wasn't exactly the right way to say it, but how do you describe somebody that is that black in the soul, that evil, as Hillary Clinton? I mean, you know, so you can only really use so many words. And there was something else I'd want to say, but instead, go ahead, brother.
I was going to say the word that I used to describe her is sociopathic, total sociopath.
Good one. Yeah, good one.
No empathy for anybody but herself, totally focused on herself, they could be very, very dangerous people.
And it's always been that way. I mean, when I met her in the Walmart general office in 87, she come across the table at me. And I seen something inside of her. Now, I'm 6'4". That little woman scared me to death. And I didn't even know who she was at the time. Turns out she was a Walmart board member and the First Lady of Arkansas. I didn't know any of that until like a month later. Just her absolute entitled, I mean, the evil of it. There is a pulsating, pounding, large evil. And I don't know what name you want to put on it, but it's present in the woman. And hey, by the way, I haven't heard you speak about Claire's health, so I'm going to go ahead and hang up. And if you could just kind of let us know how the girl is doing. A lot of us out here are still praying for y'all. And I kind of want a word about the hurricane. Did you get affected?
No, I started the show today mentioning the hurricane did a lot of harm on the Big Island and on Maui, but then it just sort of stalled in the middle of the archipelago and rained itself out. We had some blackouts and wind on Friday, and actually Saturday and Sunday we're pretty low key, and we're just now cleaning up the rest of the debris, putting away the emergency equipment. So we'll be ready for the next one. As far as Claire is concerned, she is getting better. Slowly. She's very impatient about it. She has good days and she has bad days, but she's able to do her music, and she's not allowed to do housework yet. So we're waiting for the next meeting with the orthopedist to start really looking at that one vertebra that is the cause of so much pain.
Well, I'm sure sorry she's suffering. Tell her that we're out here praying for her, and we love you all very much. Folks, please support RBN. Peace out, brother.
All right, thanks an awful lot for the phone call, and the phone lines are open again. All right, now, as you know, over the last decade, we have seen the police in this country become militarized, where the ordinary street cop seems to be going away, and all we're seeing are these SWAT teams. And they were being sold to us on this idea, we're keeping the public safer. But a new study published by the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences just the 20th of this month is saying that the militarization of law enforcement in the United States does not make communities safer, nor does it enhance officer safety. In fact, they're saying the U.S. public is less safe under the militarized police because of the growing tendency for the police to shoot first rather than try and de-escalate the situation. All righty. Dustin in New Jersey called back in, and normally we only allow one call per caller per day, but I understand you want to respond to Dave.
Oh, yeah, Dave. I said John. Dave, don't compare your mother to John McCain, because John McCain didn't have brain cancer when his father was Admiral McCain, who covered up the USS Liberty, you know? Because I love Dave. He's a great guy, and he knows what he's talking about. But, John McCain was just garbage. The guy did all these stunts. He got shot down because he wasn't following protocol. He flew under in Italy, knocked the power line. This guy was just a reckless person. And he didn't have brain cancer back in the day, Mike. So I mean,
no, he didn't.
Yeah, so he was not a good guy. He thought he had, Mike, I think he had privilege.
Yes.
I know that liberals say you got privilege. No, he had privilege because he thought he was above the law, I think.
Well, certainly within the Navy, having a four-star admiral for a father tends to keep you immune from things. And, of course, those people who talk about the Forrestal incident are saying John McCain was airlifted off that carrier before any of the wounded were evacuated. So
only him, Mike. Only him was airlifted because he was a wet-start Johnny. That's a fact.
Yep.
He wet-started kerosene off his A6 intruder, I believe, and it ignited a Zuni missile hanging off of another A6, off of a Phantom, F4 Phantom behind him, I believe. And that's what ignited the fire, and he got airlifted because his father was Admiral McCain. So, Dave,
well,
your mother is...
he got airlifted because the deck crew wanted to kill him, and the captain of the carrier said, we got to get him off here and get him to safety. That's why he was evacuated so quickly. Everybody knew what had happened. They'd been warning him for months about these wet starts. And for those who don't understand the term, a wet start is when you're spinning up your jet engine and you're supposed to put the fuel and the ignition on pretty much at the same time to get the engine going. McCain would let the fuel run for a little bit and actually build up in the engine. Then he'd hit that ignition, and it would blow this big ball of fire out the back of his airplane, make a huge whoomp. And he loved really doing that, mostly because of the look on the face of the pilot right behind him. But it is a very hot bit of burning kerosene, and it did touch off a Zuni missile.
And it ignited, Mike, the Forester. How many people died? Like 180, 50?
Yeah, 180.
But Mike, they sold the Forester for a penny from a Texas recycling yard. That's all I got to say, Mike.
All right, well, we'll let you go here, and we got another caller waiting on the line.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here
. And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And let me turn this up just a little bit, as I'm getting complaints that my YouTube channel is There, that should be a lot better. Okay, so let's go back to the phones here to Paul in New Jersey. Aloha, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Concerning John McCain, for one, I'm willing to forgive anybody in their youth and because of youthful indiscretion. So the mistakes he made in the Navy, and even if he did was a songbird at the Hanoi Hilton and was being tortured by the Vietnamese, I would forgive them for that in a second.
But well, you know, if Richard Nixon hadn't signed a blanket pardon for all the returned POWs, John McCain would have been up on treason charges. That doesn't sound like a youthful indiscretion to me.
Well, I just see myself in the situation of being tortured, or anybody being tortured, and I always believe if they're being tortured, just give them the information. There's no information really that's that vital that, you know, you shouldn't just give to the enemy. And by the way, that's part of the reason why a good general doesn't give too much information to the soldiers,
yes,
knowing that if they are captured, the information could actually be disinformation. You don't want
yes
inform them too well. Now, but that's not the problem concerning John McCain for me. You see, it's what he did later in life where I have a real big problem with him, where he was a lot older, he should have known
yep
better, especially about 5 years ago in 2013 when he was, bragging about going to Syria, where he's pictured with Baghdadi, the leader of ISIS, and you know,
yep,
almost being very flippant and putting down Ron Paul, when they were critical of arming the Free Syrian Army, because it was pretty evident that the weapons we gave to the Free Syrian Army, that those weapons were promptly handed off to ISIS.
Yes.
And John McCain seemed to almost gloat about how he knew he'd been to Syria, he met with the leaders of the opposition, and alluding to kind of, you know, circumlocution around the fact that I think he knew he was dealing indirectly with ISIS. And even if he wasn't and was dealing with the Free Syrian Army, why would he be so proud about causing a rebellion in the nation of Syria unless he was just, a total pathetic Zionist lapdog?
Well, that was the agenda, a regime change. I mean, the U.S. has done it at least 50 times to other countries since the end of World War II, or they've attempted it. They've attempted it, but they're only batting 500.
Yeah, and so John McCain, you know, he would love trying to topple the Ukrainian government and the Maidan, coup. He loves the Iraq War I, Iraq War II. There's no war he was ever against. There was no arms sale he was never against. And so,
well, you're absolutely correct.
Huh?
Anyway, Paul, gotta let you go.
Yeah,
gotta
right,
take a break for station identification. We'll be right back after these few words.
Media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible?
Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.